So my prayer for all of us is that the light be with you. Now, I'm not talking about that thing on Star Trek or wherever they say the force be with you. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the light. And may the light of Christ reveal its beauty and its truth and its goodness in you. And more importantly, do not be afraid of the move of God. For Jesus is with us. He promised to be with us even to the end of the age of grace. Or until we depart, we might not be around when some of these things take place, but he is always with us. And he's always willing to say, you know, I die so that you may live. We might die a physical death. I don't know. I'd like to believe that maybe the Lord will come and set up his kingdom on earth while we're still alive, with what we call the rapture. A lot of different terms about whether you believe in the rapture or not. It doesn't really matter. But it would be nice to be here when Jesus returns and not experience physical death. But if I do, that's okay, because I know there's something much better ahead. Eternal life in the presence of the living God. Father, we do thank and praise you. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your house today. And Father, we know there's a lot of good things going on in the spiritual realm, and we welcome it. For one reason, you are so good. Would you stand with us as we can sing that little chorus or phrase, God is so good.